Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
Have you ever accidentally screwed somebody over?
I wouldn't say the one thing that I hate doing, and I do it all the time, is that I never carry any cash on me. So I'll go and get a coffee or something, and then I've never got any money to leave for a tip. And again, I go to certain places, like kind of like Dolce in downtown Milford. So I'll be like, oh, I'll catch you next time. But then you and even like, oh, no, no worries. You know, you always kind of think of yourself there, probably thinking, oh, yeah, I heard that one before.
There was a guy, he went to this happened in Boston. He goes to a restaurant and it was like a $130 bill. And he left the person $13 on his card as the tip. And he goes home, looks at it, realizes that he's pretty much tipped him, gave him 10%.
Yeah.
Usually you tip about 20%. He sends in a letter to the server and says, hey, you know, just when I saw the bill, I just realized I screwed you on the tip. Here's another $15 to make up for it. I'm sorry. Cool. It was purely an oversight. You were a great server. We had a great time. And I'm thinking, how often if you screw somebody over, do you realize it? And do you make a conscious effort to fix it?
Because I wonder if, you know, if something like that happened, just, you know, and are you kind of like, oh, I must do that? Or you know, oh, you know, I haven't got time to worry about it. And just move along. Because we're in such that move along quickly thing now that, you know, worrying about something that happened, you know, 24 hours ago isn't so important. But, you know, I'm trying really hard to try to keep a little bit of cash in my wallet now.
You tip. I cannot stand going out with you because we'll tip. We'll go to that place where you serve yourself yogurt, frozen yogurt.
You're never going to get over this.
And you tip them like $4. Like, why? They didn't do anything. And there are certain jobs that warrant tips.
Yeah.
I fully believe it. Furniture movers. When you move my furniture to the third floor, I give you a tip.
Oh, yeah.
When you did it, I didn't. To me, it's a free workout for you. But that's why you have friends.
But like,
you have friends when you can't afford to have employees.
True. And the thing is, as well as like, I make sure like with trash guys and stuff, like, you know, make sure like when it comes to holiday time, like,
you hook them up a little bit.
You hook them up with some beer and stuff and that, like, you know, because that helps you when you're kind of like, you got three or four boxes that you want to get rid of and you just stick them around your trash can. Yeah. They're more liable to take it than if you don't.
I just cannot stand when you tip people who don't deserve to be tipped. And the person at the froyo stand who, I mean, you put it on the scale, they hit a button and take your money. And they're getting paid at least minimum wage for that. They're not making two something an hour to earn tips.
But there was a tip jar there, though, in my defense.
So if I sat here with a tip jar next to me, you're going to throw some change in it every now and then? Because I'll do that.
I'm sure.
All right. Have you accidentally screwed someone over? Did you make up for it? 424-1234 to be a part of the show.